Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. This is Kim and Jill again at Harmonic Whole. And today's message is you are very intuitive. You are very, very, very intuitive. The messages are coming through like crazy for you. But sometimes the way you expect it to come through is not that way. But they are coming through.
They're coming through, it's right. Oh my goodness. For so long, Kim. I mean, I've always been intuitive in my life. I just didn't necessarily have like a strong training for it or a lot of times a good understanding either. But even so, even with that being the case, people say to me, like, oh, you're so intuitive. And my instantaneous response always was like, everyone is. Everyone gets these. This is not like, it's like I'd use it. I'm not special. It's like, oh, and they kind of shake their head, like, no, I don't get them. I'm like, yeah, you do. It probably comes down to whether or not we listen.
And listening comes through, yes, your ears, yes, the voices in your head, but a lot of times it's coming through your physical body. Physical body is talking to you. That's where we've gotten like disconnected from our physical body over time. When we, I'm going to pick on it, go back in the time frame when years ago, centuries ago, they listened to their bodies. Their bodies spoke and they like paid attention to it. Women that went through labor, they didn't have epidurals and all the fun stuff that they do now. They listened to their bodies. They were actually very in tune at that moment as to what was happening. Now it's like we have so much relied on a Western medicine and all these distractions. So then it cuts you off from actually hearing your body.
Well, we cut ourselves off, though, ultimately. We've made that choice. I mean, we're distracted or encouraged or strongly encouraged to look elsewhere or do elsewhere. But at the end of the day, we give our consent, right? We consent to not engage our intuition or to engage it or whatever it may be. But it's there. It's talking. I see it everywhere right now. Like I've always seen a lot of
That's
intuition, but I see people who usually aren't that intuitive, like having stuff come through, knowing stuff that they don't really know why. I see people fighting it.
yeah. The people fighting it. Like, why do you need to hear it multiple times through multiple different people or signs or whatever? It's like you got the message, you got the, you know what you need to do, but yet you doubt yourself. You don't trust yourself. You're like, oh, that can't be right. If it something comes through and there's just it is, it's kind it feels like a fact. It feels like there's you just know it and there's no emotion involved. That is your intuition. But as soon as you start doubting it, then your emotions come into play and it can change the story. It can change what you were putting out there. It can change like this can't happen. How can this happen? Like I don't want to trust myself. And the story you're Yeah, what you're manifesting, the intuition that came through, can be altered. And it's kind of like, yeah, just go with it. Go with what the thoughts come in your head today, what your body's saying. Like your body's saying, like, I need water. Why would you doubt that? Why would you doubt water? Go take a glass of water. Don't wait. Don't wait, like, oh yeah, I'll get to it. It's like, no, your body's saying water right now. Go.
I literally just had that happen yesterday. I felt that I needed water. It was in the midst of a project. It was actually a breaking point. It wasn't like I was, taking a big break, but it was that there was a moment where I realized, oh, I want water. And I was aware that inside of me, something instantly was like, no. And right away, I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. Like, why now? The water's sitting right next to me. Like, there was zero reason for a no, zero. And I just giggled and I was like, I need some water. And I was actually like thirsty, like parched, starting to feel parched. And for that to happen to me is unusual because I'm usually drinking enough water that that doesn't really occur. So I was like, I really do need water. And I was totally like going to shut that down. Why? I don't know. And that's what I'm hearing, Kim, is like, we get these messages and we will shut this stuff down. And a lot of times we don't necessarily know why, but I think it's probably because what you just described is that it'll change our story. It'll change the direction that we're going. And for some reason, the direction we're going, like in that case, getting very, 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 very thirsty, even though it's not good, it's a direction. And I feel like I have some sense of control over it or something. There's something happening in our human selves that just feels safe, even if it's not a good thing for us, or maybe it's a fake sense of feeling safe and secure. But this was like innocuous. Like there was nothing that was going to change in my life by taking a sip of water or not. And it still came up.
There was that you had no idea deep down in your cellular level, in your body, that it could have tipped it over into creating a stress. And now you have that leads into then a trickle effect that affects your body, and then it gently could lead to maybe a little bit of a headache or a little bit of a stress response. Like that's how tiny and minute some of these messages are coming through that you don't think are a huge thing, but they actually end up being they can be a huge discomfort.
Yeah. Or when you follow it, a huge comfort, and you don't really know, like when you prevented something, how can you ever know? Like, let's say my drinking that water, like you said, did prevent, you know, a headache or sore muscles later that night or tight muscles from stress or tension or whatever. Like, because I didn't have it, how can I go back to that moment and go, oh, it's because I prevented it that didn't happen. Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Right.
But it's fun when you just tune in and go, okay, and even just play with your, you know, with your mind, with how it comes to you, like my instantaneously like bossy, no, you can't have that water. I just laughed. I was like, yes, I can. Or you've gotten a message, any one of our listeners who's gotten a message 3, 4, 5, 8 times and you're still questioning it, and perhaps it might just be time to sit down and go, all right, I'm going to listen. I mean, willing to listen.
Yep. Oh, but they're strong. They're very strong.
The intuitive messages, I see that. Uh-huh. And she's yawning and yawning. You've been yawning for the last, 30 seconds now, almost nonstop. Yep. Means there's lots moving.
Oh. Yeah. Be okay with hearing these. Being okay with feeling them. Be okay. It's kind of, it is what it is. The intuition, the hits off the body are not going to stop. Sometimes they're going to continue to get louder until you give it what it wants. Water.
You might, yes. And you might have to do a little self-coaching like that. Like the water was, you know, very, very minor. If it was something a bit bigger in my life or in your life, you may have to coach yourself, self-coaching, like that it is safe to listen to your intuition. It is safe to feel it in your body, that it is okay, because we have had pretty strong messaging as a collective society around pulling us away from intuitive skills and intuitive information. And some of it was pretty, pretty intense. Mm-hmm. So you might really legit have some initially, like some, what do I say, some fear, some trepidation coming up.
Yes.
When you first feel the anxiety, and you might have to talk yourself down a little bit. Like it's okay. Which was in a way what I did with the glass of water real quick, where I was just like, okay, I'm going to laugh at that, whatever that came up and said, no, that's very funny. I hear the no, my body needs water. I'm still going to have water. This is okay. I was just getting all lightheaded as I was like soothingly talking to myself and to all of you. So, soothe yourself a little bit as you're getting these intuitive hits, that it's okay. You're okay. You got this.
Exactly.
I love that phrase. Ooh. You got this.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
All right.
This is great. Thank you, Jill. Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Yes. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Have a wonderful day. And until next time.